very important. It's a very prestigious thing, and to have the plaque, particularly in Pennyfoot Street, where John Nicholson and I did the bulk of our work, to eventually see it there will be really quite exciting. I'm looking forward to that. It's been a long time coming, but it's nice to think that after all these years, the Royal Society of Chemistry does recognise what we did achieve, because I think quite a lot of people over the years probably haven't quite realised just what it was and what we did achieve.
People I speak to, pretty much wherever you go in the world, ibuprofen is in their bathroom cabinet, kitchen drawer, wherever it might be. It's used pretty much every country around the world. What does that mean to you?
I don't think very much about it, really. It's been, the whole thing has been so slow in developing, you know. It took us 16 years to get to the prescription drug, and another 14 before we got ibuprofen OTC, and I don't know, everything has sort of developed so slowly that there's no one point where you get particularly excited. I think perhaps the one point that where I perhaps got more excited than anything else was when we got OTC approval in the States, because we had it here in 83 and got it in the States in 84. And they were the two most difficult health authorities to get through at that time. And I thought, well, that really is the peak. We've gone through both of them, you know.
I think
that, believe it or not, I mean, 30 years afterwards, that was for me the important time.
And I know that you worked with some fantastic people to do this. We're here sort of celebrating innovation and creativity, and I suppose your team's work was a good example of something really, really innovative. So what's your message that you would say to young chemists, young scientists out there to follow in your footsteps, really?
Well, I mean, you mentioned the word innovative, really. I think you have to think about, from my point of view, from a pharmacology point of view, you have to think about tackling something, not being afraid to tackle something in a completely different way, in a way that, you know, nobody else has thought about. As it so happens, our innovation with ibuprofen, there were, in fact, as well as myself, there were two other groups who were looking for the same thing. The other two were in America. We didn't know at the time that was so. And one of them was actually working along almost identical lines to the one that I was.
And you won the race.
Well, they all produced drugs, but I think ours was the only one that eventually went to OTC, to OTC standards. So,
yep.
So I think we can say we did win it, but it took us a long time. I mean, I think that's the other thing about it. You just have to stick it out.
Because I mean, it is an incredibly long time to develop a drug.
Yeah.
It's not just a flash in the pan type of project.
No.
Were there any sort of stages where you thought this is not going to happen, it's not going to work? What were the challenges that you went through?
No, I strangely enough, I didn't. You know, because we had four failures before ibuprofen, four drugs that went to clinical trial and failed for one reason or the other. It's a strange thing, really, because I mean, you do have this sort of dichotomy of thought, because when you start off working on a project like this, you know your chances of success are minimal, and yet you've got to believe you're going to be successful, and you have to convince your staff that you're going to be successful. And I always found this very difficult, always, you know, knowing that the chances of me succeeding were, well, not very high,
yeah.
And yet having to believe you were going to succeed. Yes, I did think I would succeed eventually. Yes, I'm not an optimistic person by any means, but I always felt we would succeed. Yeah,
and succeed you did.
Yeah,
fabulous.
Okay,
absolutely brilliant.